Scene 12.
Why do you think I'm making fun of you when I tell you I love you?
The promises you're making to me belong to Hermia. Will you abandon her?
I wasn't thinking clearly when I made those promises to her.
And I don't believe you thinking clearly now, as you break those promises.
Oh, divine goddess, Helena, let me kiss your beautiful hand. It will make me so happy.
Do you have to get together to humiliate me like this? That's a great idea. Making a poor girl cry.
Stop, Demetrius. I know you love Hermia. I love her now, and will love her until I die.
Lysander, keep your Hermia. I don't want her. If I ever loved her, all that love is gone now. My love for her was temporary. Now, I love Helena forever.
Lysander, my love, I've been looking for you everywhere. Why did you leave me sleeping alone?
Why should I stay if my love is somewhere else?
What? Which love could tear us apart like this?
My love for Helena, of course. And if I left you, it is obviously because I hate you.
Don't even joke about that. Lysander, that hurts.
Why would I make jokes about it? Helena is the love of my life.
Oh, so I see. You joined these two men to make fun out of me. Do you want to destroy our old friendship by joining these men in insulting your poor friend? It's not nice, Hermia.
I'm not insulting you. It sounds more like you're insulting me.
Come on, admit it. Didn't you tell Lysander to follow me around saying he loves me? And haven't you made your other love, Demetrius, who has rejected me again and again, call me a divine goddess? Why does he talk like that to a girl he can't stand? And why does Lysander deny that he loves you when he loves you so deeply? Why would he show me any affection unless you told him?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, fine. All right. Go ahead. Keep up your little game. If you had any sense of pity or manners, you wouldn't pretend to fight over me like this. But goodbye. It's partly my own fault since I followed you here.
My love, my life, my soul, beautiful Helena.
That's a good one.
Don't insult her like that, Lysander, darling.
Shut up, Helena. I love you. I swear I do. I'll give my life for you.
I love you more than he does.
If that's what you say, fight a duel with me and prove it.
You were on. Let's do it.
Lysander, where are you going with all this?
Get away, you stinky doll. Stop hanging off me, or I'll shake you off like a snake.
Why have you become so rude? What's happened to you, my darling?
Your darling? Get out, you horrible poison. Get out. I hate you.
Are you joking?
Of course he is. And so are you.
Demetrius, I'm ready to fight you as promised. If you don't let go...
What? Can you hurt me any more than by saying you hate me? What's happened to you, my love? Am I not Hermia? Aren't you Lysander? You still loved me when we fell asleep. But when you woke up, you left me. So? You left me. Oh, God help me. For real?
I certainly did. And I never wanted to see you again. It's no joke. I hate you and love Helena.
Oh, no! You trickster! You snake! You thief! What did you sneak in at night and steal my love's heart from him?
Oh, that's very nice. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. You're going to make me mad enough to yell at you.
Oh, look how scared I am. Then I'll have to punch you.
Why are you being so mean to me? I never did anything to hurt you. Except once, when I told Demetrius that you planned to sneak off into this forest. And I only did that because I loved Dimitri so much. He followed you, and I followed him because I loved him. But he told me to get lost.
Don't be afraid. She can't hurt you, Helena.
That's right. Hermia won't hurt Helena, even if you try to help her. You're doing too much to defend a woman who wants nothing to do with you. Leave Helena alone.
Enough. Follow me if you're brave enough. And we'll fight over Helena!
Follow? I will walk right next to you, side by side.
All this fighting is because of you. Stay where you are.
I'm not sticking around here anymore. I don't trust you.
I just can't believe any of this. I don't know what to think.
Of course, Oberon and Puck were watching this surreal scene, caused by Puck's mistake.